There are a lot of things that get a bad rap, and then we'll never shake said bad rap, no matter what. Canned beanie weenies come to mind, for example. They're never going to be thought of as high cuisine, let's face it. The song Escape by Rupert Holmes, though it has a kicking chorus, probably will not become a better song with time. If you like piña colada. So speaking of things that get a bad rap and can't shake it, the Sporkful's Dan Pashman says fluffy, fruity frozen beverages with umbrellas also fall into this category. Yes, we are talking about the piña colada. But it's summer and these concoctions come out in full force this time of year. Talk to me, Dan. I am not a fan of these drinks, but a lot of people love these things.
They do, and I think it's an issue of sort of something seeming good in theory and not being so great in practice. Not unlike making love in the dunes on the Cape. You see a piña colada or a frozen daiquiri. It looks good. It looks good. But don't be deceived. They seem so bright and cheery. With
the umbrellas or happy drinks.
Right. They look very cute. I will give you that. But they don't feel so cute when they end up in the bottom of your stomach with a thud.
Because these things are not always supernatural beverages.
They're not only that are they not supernatural, many are made with a mix that's full of chemicals and artificial sweeteners, but on top of that, all that ice, they're huge. You don't need a drink that large. By the time you get to the bottom, they're half melted anyway, and then you're really just drinking watery syrup. They're just too much.
That does not sound delicious. Why are they still on the drink menu?
Well, hopefully, because they're ready to be redeemed. But to do that, you know, I think we should look a little at their respective histories.
Okay.
The daiquiri was brought to the U.S. from Cuba in the late 1800s, and it's a great drink in its original form. It's just rum, lime, and sugar, or simple syrup.
Delicious.
Three ingredients.
Yeah.
Shake it with some crushed ice, strain it into a chilled glass. You got a great drink right there.
Okay, what about the piña colada's roots?
Well, the piña colada is much newer than the daiquiri. It was invented in Puerto Rico in the 50s, around the time that TV dinners were taking off. I spoke with MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, who's an avid mixologist.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, at the MSNBC White House Correspondents' Dinner after party, she's the bartender.
Wow.
And she's got a lot to say about the piña colada.
When we think about bad chemical drinks that make you feel bad, give you a stomach ache and make you fat, we think about having redesigned for modern ease or transportation or storage purposes drinks that were once wholesome. The tragedy of the piña colada is that the piña colada was never wholesome.
That's a bold statement.
It's true, but she's not wrong. And it's really because the foundation of the classic piña colada is something called Coco Lopez cream of coconut, which...
Seriously?
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's got a catchy name. I'll give it that. Although most of the ingredients end in the letters A-T-E, such as polysorbate.
Mm.
Maddow describes it basically as a chemical slurry.
Yeah, that does not sound delicious. I mean, can't you just use, like, I don't know, coconut to make a piña colada? Isn't that more natural?
Well, it is more natural, but then you lose something that is good about the classic piña colada. It's a special kind of sweetness that the traditional piña colada has, and you don't want to lose that. Coconut milk can't do that for you.
Okay.
Maddow has pioneered a new and improved piña colada. It's all natural, light, and refreshing.
Are you on her payroll?
I am not. No, it is my job to share with the world these great innovations, Rachel.
Okay.
She shared it with me, and she gave me permission to share it with you and the world.
Okay.
The key ingredient is orgeat.
I don't even know what that means.
It is almond syrup.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's the key component of a Mai Tai. You may see it in cafes.
Okay.
And best of all, you'll drink one of these things, you'll be ready to do a cannonball off the high diving board.
I wouldn't go that far. But, okay, so let's say I want this new kind of fangled piña colada. I mean, if I just go into a normal bar, can I demand such drink? Or is the default always going to be this, you know, the chemical slurry?
I think that if you're talking about the piña colada, that's a tough one because almost everyone's going to make it with Coco Lopez or, even worse, a Coco Lopez knockoff.
Ooh.
The daiquiri, though, you know, there are bars that make a great, simple, classic daiquiri. But there are warning signs if you're in a bar that doesn't fall into that category. If you see a blender or a slushy machine or if the names of the daiquiri sound like desserts, they're probably coming from a mix and you should watch out.
Dan Pashman, he is the host of the Sporkful Food Podcast and Blog. He'll post the full recipe for the Maddow Colada at sporkful.com. Hey, Dan, thanks for the helpful advice. Cheers.
Thanks, Rachel. Cheers to you.